Hi, this is Davina Rankin and welcome to the Who Me podcast. This podcast is all about expanding your mind, opening your heart, having deep and meaningful conversations with inspiring, motivational people, and giving you helpful tips on how to live your most high vibe life. Buckle up, we're in for a ride. Hello everybody, welcome back to another episode of Who Me the podcast. I hope we're all having a wonderful week so far. I wanted to share with you a little thing that I've been doing lately, and this is new for me because I've been journaling now for 2 years, and if you listen to this podcast frequently, you would know that I'm like, journaling has me in a chokehold. It's literally changed my life. It was probably like one of the first things I did to really start me on my journey of self-development. Like, it was the first thing that I did to really see like where I'm at in my life and what's making me unhappy and where I want to be, and just like a really beautiful space for me to like just write down all of my thoughts and my fears and my wins and all this stuff. And usually when we think about journaling, we think that it's something that we only pull out when we're feeling stressed or anxious or, you know, need to blabber about something. But I always like to talk about the good stuff as well. Like, when I'm journaling, I'm always frequently popping in like what I'm excited about, what I'm thankful for, like journaling about gratitude and, you know, all the amazing things that are happening in my life. And it's also great to be putting down all the shitty stuff that you want to get out of your brain. But a majority of my journaling at the moment is all the good stuff. But unless you're going back and reading your journal, like page by page and going through and flicking through, it's hard to like really remember some of the big key moments. And it's not till, you know, a year later, you're like, oh shit, that's right, that's when that first happened. Or I remember last year when I got that news. Or also, you don't realize how quick times change and how quick like you can change. And something that I've been doing is at the beginning of my journal, I've left like 4 pages free. I just titled it Wins. So in January, I wrote down everything in January that I was really excited for, like just days that cool shit happened. And now what are we in? April. Yeah, now looking from, you know, January to just a few months later, whoa, like things have changed so much, like in the best way, like huge things. Because to be honest, in January, I was actually feeling like pretty strung out. Like, I wasn't too sure what direction I was going. At one stage, I thought I was going to be opening up a cafe, like legit. It was really weird looking at my wins page because I updated it today. And I looked back to January and I was like, what? That's so weird. I was like, you know, having meetings about this cafe in January. It was a beautiful thought, but it didn't overly feel like aligned because it's very random for me to like want to open a cafe. And then looking to what I have achieved now, because I, you know, pivoted and got some really great advice in January, I was like, holy shit, it's crazy what can happen for you when you really put your mind to something and when you're not, you know, chasing something out of lack. Because to be honest, in January, I was like, okay, well, I guess I just need to create something then. I need to, what can I do? And I was feeling really fearful because I wasn't quite sure in the direction I was going in. It's every girl's dream to have like a beautiful cafe as well. So I was like, oh, maybe I want to do that. But also like, what the fuck? It's just so not something that I know anything about. I'm not overly, I don't know if I'm any good at that. It was kind of like an idea that just popped up and I was like, oh, why not? But then, you know, I got some great advice and someone was like, focus on what you are good at. Like, you are not going to run out of opportunities in this lifetime. You are always going to have opportunities, but just hone in on what you are really good at. So I did, and then I created the upgrade, and since then, things have gone crazy, like speaking gigs, travel, yeah, it's wild. But I look back and I'm like, wow, my life could have taken a complete different turn. Like, imagine if I didn't kind of trust my gut and I did decide to go down this other path, what these months would look like for me. Like, I would be in like $250,000 debt right now. I would be like trying to find a lease or like negotiating a lease or, You know, it's really weird. And for me to be sitting here right now, I feel in such alignment because I had really trusted my gut on this. I listened to the subtle nudges from the universe aligning me and putting me in the right rooms with the right people to get the right advice. So if I can give you a hot tip, definitely start a little wins page for your journal. And it doesn't matter if, you know, your goals are changing or your direction has changed or whatever. Whatever is lighting you up the most in those moments and whatever feels really exciting for you in that month, write it down in big bold letters, put the date so you know what date it all happened on. And then at the end of the year, I think it's going to be really interesting to go through my year and just be like, whoa, what a fucking wild journey I've been on. And like, look at all of the twists and turns that have happened and my different ways of thinking here and there. And it's also a really beautiful way to recognize, like, you know, it all happens for a reason. Having lunch with a certain person, having one conversation could change the direction of your life. One conversation can change everything. One meeting, one Instagram post that speaks to you in the right way could change everything. And I think it's so beautiful to be able to look at that on a piece of paper and see how the universe has guided you in such a way. So that's my hot little journal tip for you guys today. I hope you are having a beautiful week. If you don't already own a journal, this is your little permission slip to go out and buy one right now. I'm telling you, it's the best thing you will probably ever do. It will give you the biggest insight to who you are, where you want to be, the things you desire, the things you need to cut off. Journaling is the bomb. So go and get that pen and paper, girl.